Sharon Stone promotes Valerie Plame's House campaign despite anti-Semitism controversy. By Joshua Kaplan on September 10, 2019. Hollywood actress Sharon Stone on Monday urged her social media followers to donate to the long-shot congressional campaign of former CIA officer Valerie Plame, D., who has had to apologize for sharing an anti-Semitic article on social media. "I feel certain that we can come up with some cash for Valerie Dollar," tweeted Stone with a link to Plame's first campaign ad touting her run for Congress in New Mexico. Thousands of small campaign contributions have helped propel Plame to the financial lead in a crowded primary competition for an open seat in 2020. Despite Plame being mired in a controversy that saw her defend and then apologize for sharing an anti-Semitic article on social media. In September 2017, Plame tweeted a link to an article on the UNS Review titled "America's Jews Are Driving America's Wars." Plame responded to a flood of criticism by telling her critics to calm down, and she argued that retweets don't imply endorsement. But Plame's tweet wasn't a retweet at all. Before long, Plame had apologized for sharing an article she admittedly didn't fully read on a site that peddles 9/11 conspiracies. Nevertheless, Plame raised $236,000 in May and June, with nearly 3,700 donations from people who gave less than $200, according to disclosure forms in a statement from the campaign. Federal regulators do not require candidates to disclose the source of contributions under $200, although sources of small contributions are expected to be publicly reported later this month by ActBlue, the maker of automated campaign fundraising software used by many Democrats. Among the notable donors, as Breitbart News reported, were Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston and actress Naomi Watts, who portrayed Plame in the 2010 film about her involvement in political jousting at the start of the Iraq War under President George W. Bush. As the Washington Free Beacon reported, Plame's campaign has received support from Hollywood power producers Jonathan Nolan and Doug Liman. New Mexico's 3rd congressional district spans heavily Hispanic and Native American northern New Mexico and has been a stepping stone for prominent Democrats including Senator Tom Udall and ex-Governor Bill Richardson, who went on to become a cabinet secretary and United Nations ambassador. The Associated Press contributed to this report.